Is Can I? You
Yep.
can it?
And
Do
now
I
we
get
begin
the clap?
the D&D
I
session.
want a clap. Oh,
Christ.
I want a clap.
Clap. Matthew,
clap. Just clap.
Don't.
Just clap once. Just clap.
Matthew, I will share that picture of you hugging a tree on Facebook.
No, aren't you setting it as your profile picture?
You tree hugging fuck. Oh, come on, let's go.
I feel like you guys bully me.
Nah, no one does.
We all bully ourselves.
Welcome to the unofficial recorded Norbert Cleto podcast. Once again, they have no idea I'm recording. I'm back, guys. What did I miss?
Nothing spectacular.
Okay, cool. So, as you know, Matthew is in a prison cell. Finn has asked hello, and Matthew replied. And Owain is rummaging.
That wasn't a question.
Exploring.
Are you just exploring for any particular, like an item, or are you just looking around?
Yeah, an item.
Okay.
That takes charisma.
Pickpocket loot. Right. Let's see. Let me have a look. Alexa, roll a d20.
God.
10.
Oh shit.
What's your charisma?
12.
Yes.
Oh no, wait, it didn't.
No.
No,
it
didn't. Above.
It's saying, yeah, it has to be above.
Oh. The other way around, aren't we?
You failed.
Yes,
you looked around, you found a pebble, but you couldn't pick it up.
That would be a good 20.
Matthew, it's your turn. Do you want to try anything?
Oh, baby.
You are shackled by the leg.
Fist the prison bars.
Okay.
Special idea. All the ideas.
You put your fist between the two bars of the prison door, and they are now stuck.
Wait, do you mean like punch it or literally just fist it?
Fist it.
Yeah. You've managed to squeeze your hands through, but you can't get them back. Your hand
That's
is
a dexterity roll, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah. Yes. Alexa, roll a d20.
I swear to fuck.
Sorry, I don't know that one. This is going to get really bad.
I'm just going to get a dice roller. Piece of £25 junk.
How much do you regret that purchase?
Not at all, I use it like all the time, actually.
As an alarm clock and a timer?
Yeah.
I mean, you just get a normal.
My hands are busy with a needle in my pocket. Moving on.
My hands are busy with a needle.
You rolled a 15, Matthew.
Oh, he did. You successfully fisted it.
Yep.
Did I?
Yep.
Is it open?
It slid right
how
in.
How did I successfully fist it?
Because you rolled a 15 and your dexterity is 5. So it was higher than 5, so you passed. Well done, you fisted a prison bar.
Yes!
You remain in prison. Finn, you're good.
I'm gonna look for a guard.
Why?
Okay.
Why is nobody coming to save me? This is bullshit.
You look around for a guard, and you notice, walking back to the prison cell, is a guard. With keys around his belt. He's back from a break. His name is
Alfonso
Nada Bane, a male halfling thief.
I'm still gonna call him
Nada. Is short and stout, with tangled black hair and amber eyes. He wears leather armor and wields a longsword and a dagger.
We have to use this game.
It's weird how these guards surrounded by people like Bob
Finally,
Ross
he's a
Reno.
Name generator.
I'm questioning
the captain. I love
him. We don't
him.
Even need a name generator. We've got like the perfect.
But
mind,
you're on me.
You've now seen a guard. He's not quite an enemy, but you know.
He will be.
Yeah.
No, he
will. Can we move the enemy thing like right underneath the
no.
thing? Fuck you.
Wow.
I just don't know how. You could go up to him and ask him about the prisoner.
I'm gonna go
ask
up
him
to
about
him.
Bob Ross
and I might
no,
do a sick
shut
impression.
Up, Matthew.
I'll do an impression
shut up.
As the guard.
Shut up, Matthew.
He walks up to you. He goes first.
Oh.
Hello, I am guard. What do you do here?
I'm just gonna smile at him. Okay, really.
He smiles. He assumes you're retarded.
No. Give me charisma.
Can the god please come to the god room, please?
I moved it.
Can the god come to the come room? What? Wait.
Are you on the fucking on the thing?
He looks at you weirdly, Matthew, because you're just making noises. Okay, you smile at him. I guess that's a charisma roll, isn't it? For what? You're 13.
But guys, not
I want to make him fall in love with me, so he gives me the keys.
Okay.
You know, you have to chat him up and come on, dialogue.
You smile, he goes, damn, you're hot. You want these prison keys?
No, he doesn't.
Is this
he
all
do
being
that.
Pipe down? I can...
Finn, you're going to dedicate some turns to chat him up.
Alright, yeah, I'll dedicate turns to chat him up.
You smile, he winks. Oh, and it's your go.
I... What do I do?
What do you do?
Take out my... get ready to shoot him with my five big old pirate flintlock pistols.
You pull up your pistols.
Trademark.
With one hand, you pull out all five.
No, it's just like a poof, like that.
What, did you just shoot him?
five times.
Like, are you right, Miss Thanos?
No, it's all just imagination.
Yeah, I'm using my main brain.
Don't shoot my new boyfriend.
Can you shoot him five times? Wait, hang on, I'll have to roll a dice, actually.
But it's just D2, so just do a D10.
Let me just move a it's five of something them. Over here.
Can you shoot my new boyfriend? I could have
had mating time.
I'm the only one. I'm the only man.
Okay, what do you want to do again? Sorry, you want to shoot? Okay, right. What's your attack?
Three. My name.
Six. Well, believe it or not, you do in fact hit him five times for... I'm just going to do D10. I can't be asked to do D2 five times. Roll. You do five damage.
See, this is very short.
He collapses to the ground. He slides to the floor, sitting down. He looks up to Finn, teary-eyed.
He's only used five damage.
Wait, the guy has 20 HP.
That's like getting shot in the finger.
He's
crying.
Yeah,
I'm tripping up.
He's teary-eyed.
Can you not have 20 HP?
He's going weak.
We don't even have any HP.
He's 15,
short?
Jesus.
Oh no, we do. We have 15. He's stronger than we are.
Yeah, of course NPCs are. Because they can only do like a D4 damage. Or D6 damage. Anyways, the guard is bleeding out. He's holding in the blood. It's pooling out of his hands. He looks up to Finn. He's like, why? What are you going to do?
I take the keys and walk away.
No,
Matthew can't do anything other than fist the jail.
Matthew could do something if he's creative.
Matthew, you dexterity, just like fucking pick the lock or something.
What?
Okay. His fingernails, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob Ross is fucking...
Yeah, it's your go.
Okay. Bob Rosserino. Try picking the lock.
Wait, you are just say I.
With his tongue.
Oh my god! That's charisma. That's a charisma roll.
Yeah, it's not a charisma roll at all.
Yeah, no, you're trying to finesse the door.
It is.
It's an attack roll, it's rape. 16, he passes.
Oh my god.
Wait, so what happens to the door?
It feels horrible. The door just goes open slowly. The guard looks up and he's like, today's not a good day for Gerard.
Oh.
He's still crying. Finn, what do you do?
I'm just gonna smile at the guard and be like, you won't tell anyone about this, right? And then I'm gonna leave him.
I think I'm gonna live long enough to tell the tale.
That's good, okay.
If you reach the village of
Carmen White Hips.
If you reach the village of towns and cities. If you reach the village of Healer, please find my wife.
I don't think I was listening. Goodbye.
You snap his neck.
I just walk away.
Gargles in blood and dies.
Nah, shit. Rip. God, he had wide hips. Perfect for birth.
Do you want to pickpocket?
What a waste.
Yeah.
You want to search his body?
I do want to search his
body. Okay, that's a thingy roll, isn't it?
Oh, what?
That's a, one of these rolls.
That's a deck.
Let's have a look here. You roll a three. Okay, you don't. You find a wallet with a condom, a picture of his family, and a $5 gift card for Ye Old Subway. Might be in date. You'll have to find out. You'll have to go to the nearby village of Gila, population 1,500.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. It's up to you guys. World is your oyster. Okay. Well, Owain, it's your go.
What's happening?
Guard's dead. Finn stole his wallet. Matthew's free by tonguing the door.
Ah, he's dead, is he? Can I have a... we just go? We just leave?
Can I
try and find an exit?
You're in the middle of a forest.
Oh, shit.
Any direction is a...
Why is that prison in the middle?
It wasn't a prison. It was just a single cell.
Oh, shit. I thought we were in a prison.
Nah, Matthew actually just locked in, like, a toilet or something.
It was just like a portaloo. You actually look closer, and the guard was actually a technician. Oh, Matthew locked himself in a portable toilet. It wasn't even a prison cell. He was there for 5 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Living
okay.
off his own feces as food.
What's
you,
around
you?
What
see a
doing?
Nearby sign. A village of Gila is nearby, where his wife was. There's also another village to the right of Heimgickluf.
Can we go to Heimgickluf?
But his wife.
Whose wife?
Well, okay.
Matthew has a wife.
No, the guard that was murdered by you.
What did he say about the wife?
He said he wanted you to tell his wife what happened.
Okay, let's go to the wife. I'm going. You guys can go to the other place.
Wait, I don't want to be still by the guard, though. I want to still be by the guard.
I'm going alone.
I want to go to the wife.
Okay. I still be by the guard.
The guard's
He's dead.
Yeah, I still want to be next to him.
You can carry him if you want.
No! I need to be next to him.
Okay, alright.
What are you gonna do? Just stand there.
We'll come back. We'll come back after we've gone to the thing.
Yeah, we'll. Okay. We'll come back.
No! I've been in the cell
weather.
For 5 weeks, okay?
I need to be
by the guard, okay?
Okay,
the
stay
weather
there.
Becomes
we'll
stormy.
Be back.
The weather becomes stormy and a lightning strike blows up the guard.
No!
Nothing left but mist.
No!
The storm vanishes.
All that's left is one gold tooth.
I'm taking that.
And a twink.
It's still my turn. I'm taking it. It's my turn. I'm taking it.
Okay.
Where's my go?
It's your go next.
Oh.
Gold tooth.
Finn, I'm going to rip out one of your teeth and I'm going to put it in there.
Oh, that's.
You can't do that.
Okay, can I do it to myself then?
Your go was taken up. You could do it next time.
Shit.
Okay, Matthew, it's
that
your go.
That damages me.
Okay, what's happening?
The guard's dead.
Yeah.
Lightning. Classic. Finn and Owain are considering to find the guard's wife in the village of Gila. Population 1,500, mixed goblin and monstrous races. The town is a chaotic patchwork of architectural styles. It's ruled by a mad shaman and a goblin named Bulga. Healer and many forges, the sky is full of black smoke. So where would you like to go? Come on, Bez, that was quite impressive, right?
Sure.
And the next M&M.
Bob Rosarino.
You? That is you, Matthew.
No, you are Bob Rosarino, right?
Yeah.
Why are you speaking in third person?
Because
it makes you sound more powerful. Just say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Bob Rosarino.
Yeah.
On the way. What village is it?
And it doesn't matter.
The village.
Finds. A coconut tree.
You can't tell him. You're in the middle of a forest. You can't just be like, I find a car.
A car just appeared.
You're gonna tell Sean what you want to do.
You can be like, I want to try and look for a coconut tree.
I want a coconut.
Okay. The boys fear that Bob Ross might be pregnant as he craves coconuts.
Can you roll a charisma
roll to see if you find any food. You roll a 9. Let's see.
Yeah, you only just found one.
You find.
Yes, I found a coconut.
Half a coconut.
A D4 healing coconut.
I found a coconut.
Just lying around. Okay. Why the fuck do you want a coconut?
What does the coconut give me?
If you eat it, it gives
you D4 description,
health.
Matthew.
No, doesn't food give you plus charisma though?
Why would food give you plus charisma?
Healing.
It says that.
Yeah, no, the food, you need more than your charisma points
you
to find
the
food.
Nut involved.
I don't know.
Another item.
I don't know, ignore food. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you get more charisma for eating
just
food?
A bonus, I don't know.
Just autisma, why would you...
God, stop being so angry.
Matthew, fucking shut up.
Alright.
Sure, it's Finn's turn.
It is Finn's turn. Just appreciate the goddamn ripe coconut you find in the dark wood forest.
I go to the village, town, village thing.
Okay. You begin your travels to the village.
Is it a long journey?
5 turns.
That is. No. That sucks. What if we all start going to the
then
village?
I'll just speed up time.
Wait, what's this? Wait, what's the 5 turns?
Actually, no, it's only 3 turns. It's quite a little hike, you know? Little trip.
That's like 3 centuries in Civ.
Time scale works here. Okay, Owen, it's your turn. You could. Oh, wait. Didn't you want to go to Finn?
I might as well walk there now.
Okay, you keep it in your pocket and you, just begin travelling. Matthew, it's your turn.
If you don't travel, I will kill you, Matthew.
Matthew?
Bob Rosserino.
Good. Announce that every time you do anything. Fine.
Travels to the village. Thank,
oh, thank God for that.
I really wanted to find something, though.
What, another coconut?
No, a Komodo dragon!
What? What? You like hallucinating. Right, your long journey, you become starved, so all 3 of you share a ripe cocoa nut.
What? No!
How kind of you, Matthew.
Wait, Sean, check Messenger.
Nice one.
It's a little prank.
So you all feel enlightened, which means you get 1 HP each.
Wait, I didn't fucking drink any of that. It was full of my nut.
It backfired, didn't it?
Well, I didn't have consent.
My coconut's gone, this is bullshit.
This is the way it goes. Love is hard, Matthew. You arrive in Healer. There are buildings to go in. There's an inn, a shop, and a castle. Okay, cool. And also great. One house.
Wait, what?
The house.
Who went to the fucking village? I went to the woman's house.
Yeah,
this is in the village of here.
Oh,
somewhere.
He said it was a population of 1,500 people, and they all live in one house.
No, there's an inn. It's like 400 stories, mate.
Oh shit!
It's bigger than the castle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk into the inn.
Okay, the Wayfield Inn.
It's Finn's turn, isn't it?
Yeah. You think about it, but you can't physically walk yet. You're like, no, not yet.
No.
I feel it.
I want to find the wife.
Okay, which building do you want to enter?
The one house.
The You enter the one house. There is a woman in the house.
Go on, Vin, you're smooth moves.
Who are you?
And I'm gonna wink at her and be like, what's good, baby?
Okay.
What's good, your husband?
You rolled a 10.
I'm gonna tell her that after we enjoy our time together.
She goes, not much, honey. What are you up to?
Thinking about you. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yes. The dream one.
Well, you take one turn to finish. Okay. Owen, your turn.
A walk in to the house.
The house is one big room. You see Grumpo the gay and a woman
with a penis.
With a peen. Right in the middle of the room. There's no furniture. They're on the floor. There's no windows either, actually. Just one candle directly in the center of the room.
An intense
candle lit romance.
It overcomes me.
So what do you do?
I stick my gun into an eye socket and I pull the trigger.
Good lord. Okay. Well, that's only a D2 damage because it's only one.
No,
gun.
That's a that's a hero ability.
What?
That's a D100.
Okay, so be it. With one swift move, you explode all over her face, doing 22 damage. Now, luckily, she has 25 HP, so she's on 3 HP.
Even better.
She's like, there's like no head left, pretty much.
She's got like half
she's still
a
going,
torso.
She's still going.
It's ripped apart.
Before she passes away, Finn asks, as he completes into her.
Do you think that does 3 HP
Your husband's dead.
Your husband's dead.
She replies, I don't have a husband. She dies.
No, due to Finn's intense.
His attack does D700. So she's dead. She wasn't even his wife. She's just some random woman. Okay, Matthew, it's your go.
Oh, wait, there wasn't even the wife.
No. Just some random woman.
So am I inside or outside?
You're in the entrance of the village. You're just standing there.
Oh.
There's an inn, a building, and a shop. I see you're overburdened with choice.
Bob Rotterino. Yes. Enters the shop in search for.
No. You enter the shop.
That's
go
not
up
word.
To the shopkeep.
Fuck you.
Right, love. I got wares.
Because he has wares you have got.
He opens his bag to reveal many items. If you want it, I have it. What do you want from him, Matthew?
Some snails and a paintbrush. And that's all.
I won't question it.
Oh, and a Komodo dragon.
I won't question it, but I've got snails and a paintbrush. The dragons control the land, and I can't keep one, sorry. But you can have a snail and a paintbrush for 20 Irish conflaps.
What?
20 IC.
You're fucking laughing, yeah?
The currency. Now, you listen here. The snails
are rare. I can get
snails
outside
rare.
For fucking...
No. These are rare snails, sir. These snails have stripes. What do you mean?
Fucking stripes!
Oh, I gotta inject.
Oh.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Exciting time.
Be right back, podcast. Okay. We should be back. Okay, I'm back.
Hi, Beck.
Where were we? Oh. Right, Matthew, you're standing. Oh no, you're in the shop. So, are you going to buy the snails and paintbrush?
Yes.
Oh, good choice, lad. You give him 20 IC.
I was going to say, fucking 80.
Three snails. And
yes.
One paintbrush.
Yes.
Now, they don't actually do anything.
Yes, the snail... Can I use them for something later on, then?
No. They're just snails and a paintbrush. What would you use those for?
Painting and snails.
Yeah, I was going to use my snails as a weapon.
You can crush up the snails and use them as...
Snort
them.
If you crush up the snails and snort them, it gives you a... minus 3 attack for 5
what?
Turns.
No.
Minus is good.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yes, yes, it is.
The lower the better.
No, it isn't.
The lower the better, Matthew.
Oh.
Jeez. You have 3 as well. The paintbrush, you can paint, which makes everyone happy. I guess. Okay, cool. Finn, it's your go.
No, I want the paintbrush to increase my charisma.
Well, you don't get to choose.
No, you don't get to choose, Matthew.
I'm gonna go into the inn. And
you walk into the inn.
Find the biggest, strongest man and challenge him to a drinking match.
Okay. You go up to the bar. And you're like, "Hello, I need strong man for drink." They offer you their strongest warrior.
I'm gonna challenge him, and I'm gonna be like, "I'm gonna beat you."
Her name. Irene the Stabber.
How politically correct.
Yeah, I know. Oops. Yes, so, she's like, you know, "Oh, drinking competition, you fool. I've drunken many drinks."
Ditto. And so, I give her one of my award-winning smiles, obviously.
Okay, cool, whatever. So, I guess that would be a strength roll for that drinks you can.
No.
Yeah, I think it is.
Come on, charisma.
Not everything can be charisma.
You throw up all over Irene.
I'm too charismatic to throw up.
Right, this is a special dress. You better pay me for the dry cleaning, or I would be very angry. She wants 5 IC.
Oh, you are a funny lady. I'm gonna charisma my way out of this situation.
Well, that's a shame. It's Owen's go.
Gay.
Owen, it's your go. You're still in the house.
Finn.
Pardon?
Who is this woman messing with Finn?
No one's messing with me. No, I can get out of this situation. I don't need a bodyguard.
Finn threw up on a woman, and she's asking for him to pay for her dry cleaning.
Okay, am I still outside then?
You're in the house, next to the corpse of a random woman that we don't know the name of.
Okay, I'm going to take a shit on her.
Okay, that's a dexterity roll to see if you can aim your...
Squat down. Squat down and take a fucking steamy one.
Let's see, you roll. Oh, the website just crashed. How have I crashed a... Right, well, I'm going to need a different website. 1 second. Oh my god. I've actually broken it. Come on. Come on. You roll a 10. What's your charisma?
5. No, it's dexterity.
Dexterity, yeah.
5.
Yeah, you successfully do it. Well done. You must be real.
Yeah, do I feel relieved that because it was so built up inside of me?
Yeah, you feel enlightened. Okay. Matthew, it's your go. Matthew.
What?
It's your go.
What's happening?
Owen took a shit on a dead person. Finn is getting bullied by a woman.
Dead person.
So where is Finn and Owen?
Owen's in the house, Finn's in the inn.
Wait, can I do that for 2 turns?
I guess.
It does take time.
It's a really big one.
We'll see. We'll,
I want to enter the building where Owen is.
What? You enter the building. You see a corpse and Owain squatting over the corpse, taking a big shit. There you go. Are you happy now?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Finn's girl. Finn, what are you going to do? She really wants you to pay 5 IC.
Now, lady, you don't mean that, do you?
Break into song.
Yeah, I'm going to sing her to sleep, alright? That's my plan.
Okay, well, that would be a,
hush, little lady, there's no need to cry.
Oh, God. That's an attack roll, because you're going to attack her ability to
stay
awake.
No, it's not an attack.
You roll a 19 anyway. So, no matter what it was, you're good. She's like, I feel sleepy. And then she headbutts the table.
And dies.
She dies instantly.
Good.
She had a hemorrhage. No, not a hemorrhage. That thing that can like suddenly happen and you die instantly. What's that called?
I don't fucking know. Brain
something.
Aneurysm.
Yes, an aneurysm. She's dead.
What's that aneurysm?
The inn staff are shocked. She's like, "Wow, you drank her to death. You are the new warrior of this inn. What is your name, good sir?"
My name is Jeff. I don't want to give them my real name, otherwise.
Okay, yeah. Jeff. I don't want to give
Isn't
them my
Jeff
real name.
Isn't Jeff the ultimate bad evil guy?
What? Taunt me.
It says. Oh, it's gone. It says
well, anyways.
The evil guy was called my name, Jeff.
Oh right. Well, anyways, you yeah. The inn is. They're putting up a sign. The greatest warrior is Jeff. I don't want to tell them my real name. What a surname. Well done, Finn.
Thank you.
You must be real proud.
Do I get anything?
You're like, what do I get for being such a great warrior? The big boy, the big owner of the inn walks up to you, gives you a pat on the back.
Gives you a t-shirt.
And he also says, you can have a round of drinks anytime you
and
want.
And a t-shirt.
For 5 IC. Unless it's just for you, and then it's 2 IC for a shot of beer, because they didn't
shot
have another alcohol. A shot of mead. Well done. Okay.
I don't think you take shots of mead.
That you do.
Okay, Owain, it's your go. You're going to try and go for another turn of
mead.
I'm done shitting. I pulled my trousers.
You retract.
Go to the bar.
Okay. You walk into the inn. You never wiped, though. Everyone's looking at you. But, you know, you're wearing white skinny jeans.
No, my art is special. It, like, auto-cleans itself.
Oh, wow. So... awesome. Okay, so you walk in. What do you do? You've entered the inn. There's a dead woman on the floor and the head of the inn patting Finn on the back. What are you going to do?
I'm going to rob the dead woman.
Can you, like, ask about the wife or something? Okay, fine. This is how it fails. We never get anywhere. Okay. Well, it's going to be a sneaky roll so you don't get caught. So I guess that's like a dexterity roll.
Yeah.
No, an intelligence roll.
No, no. How is that an intelligence roll,
yeah,
Sean?
Okay.
It's stealth.
Yeah, you successfully sneaky, but now you have to roll to what you actually get. What you get? Okay, let's have a look. You roll a 16. You get a.
No, can I choose which of a large mandicus or heavy weapon?
Yes.
I choose a heavy weapon.
Okay. You just pick up his sword that was like. It's like engraved with her name and like a picture of her.
Is it like a heavy weapon generator?
You know what? No. Actually, yes, legendary weapons. Vermin Grinder. A mythical mace said to have been created to slay the serpent of Arilic. It's kind of gay. Do you want Vermin Grinder or Frost Fang? A magical rapier.
I've got it. It's in my inventory.
Big spike ball. Okay. Forged from the enemies of the state. D14.
I'm renaming it.
But
he's not.
Lasts 3 goals. Okay, cool.
Why did you write that?
It's your. Oh. Why?
It didn't show that you were writing anything.
Can I, like, control Z there? Nope.
Well, yeah, you can.
You have to do it. Cool.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, Matthew, it's your go.
I mean, I don't have many options. There's a dead woman on the floor and a shit on her.
You can literally do anything you want. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you could literally go to the inn, maybe. Or nudge, nudge.
Dip my paintbrush.
Okay.
I'm going in the inn.
Okay, you retract your plan. You put the paintbrush back in your sheath. You enter the inn. What are you gonna do?
Oh, I go up to Finn.
Okay, and
I touch him on the shoulder.
Okay. You don't really get this, do you?
Dexterity roll to see if he notices you coming up behind him.
Hello.
18. Wow, you really successfully tap Finn on the shoulder. You tap him, yeah. And he's not aware. He gets extremely scared, and he stubs his toe on the nearby shelving unit. He loses 1 HP. And because he acted like that in front of the head of the inn, he now loses the placement as the head warrior, because he was a pansy.
That's not fair, come on.
Okay, that's Finn, it's your go.
Yeah, Finn didn't roll bad.
Yeah, I didn't roll bad.
Okay, you've got to roll a defense roll.
Yeah, he does.
15.
he passed the defense roll.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't
you go to
it.
Tap Finn on the shoulder, he blocks your tap. Great. Okay. Finn, it's your go.
I don't know what to do. Ask for the wife.
Thank you. I'm not even going to roll.
I forgot about that. Wait, didn't Matthew spend 20 credits on fucking 3 snails and a paintbrush?
Yep.
He didn't attempt to haggle. He just...
Well, he did, but I was too good as a salesman. I was like, these are special snails.
Like, you can fucking pick up snails off the floor.
That's exactly what he said.
Just a paintbrush.
Well, we don't know, like, how much this currency is worth, I mean.
Well, you said, like, a shot is, like, 5. That's good. 5 things.
Well, no, that's mate's rates, because Finn is the
is
best
it?
Warrior of the realm.
We're poor.
You're not really? Poor, you have 100 IC.
Yeah, if it's 5 per beer, like mate rates, right?
Well, yeah. We have like, I don't know, 50 quid.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Alcohol was rare. Anyways.
What? That's not.
You ask about the wife. The innkeeper's like, yes.
Sorry. That's something on Reddit.
Oh, were you looking at memes? Anyways.
Oh, Matthew, this isn't the time for guitar.
He is like, oh, yes, of course. The beloved man, he's donated half of his wealth to this inn. Thank you for that.
Wait, the guard?
Yeah.
He wasn't actually a guard.
His wife is in the penthouse. At floor 503.
I know you won't agree with this.
What?
I'm gonna try to marry her so I get all her money. Just don't kill her.
What if you split the money?
Well, no, he's donated half of his money to the inn.
Yeah, but half of
and
the
his
money
will
they have left
shows that the rest of his money goes to children in aid.
Well, he's not dead. I am
childish,
that guy.
Childish Orkinade.
Well, Finn is that man. He's in disguise. He's been magically changed. If you use your charisma,
I already know his name is Jeff.
Yeah, but he was undercover.
Yeah, undercover.
Okay, well, we'll see. Anyway,
go to the bank,
my penthouse is on 500, floor 503. So, okay. It's going to take, like, 10 turns.
Steal all of their money.
No, that's so special.
It's in a penthouse, Finn.
Super fast elevator. It doesn't take.
There's no elevators. This is a fantasy oldish base.
This is like a medieval fantasy.
Fine. I'll haggle. 6 turns.
Okay.
Okay, Owen, what are you going to do?
I'm not fucking going up there.
You get riches.
Can I...
Probably.
Who's in this bar? I'm going to scan around.
Oh, why is it going to make me think of people? Okay.
It doesn't have to be a lot. It might
Bernie
be a,
Mason,
not busy.
A male human craftsman.
I'm
Anna,
also in the bar.
A human fighter. Mundi Grudison, a male dwarf fighter. Hinga, female dwarf fighter.
How many
fighter.
People are there?
Joanne Wari, female paladin. Sigvi Elgaldottir, female dwarf druid. And then some other people that aren't as important. And Matthew. And the innkeep. And Finn. Oh wait, no, Finn's walking up a very long set of stairs for 500 floors.
What should I do?
I don't know.
I'm going to front this dwarf.
Which one?
The weird one.
Is that Sigvi Egildor or Mundi Gudinson?
Egildor.
Okay. Sigvi has a narrow face with braided black hair and large green eyes. She wears leather armor and wields a scimitar. She's inquisitive and practical.
Wait, the dwarf's a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Do they even have girl dwarfs or they just look
It's
the
like
same?
Saying, do they have black Down syndrome? Yes, they do exist. She goes, hello. Top of the morning.
If I started a fight with the dwarf, there's no way she's winning.
Well, she's a female dwarf fighter. Her class is a fighter.
I can just stick my leg out and then just like, can't fucking do anything.
Okay, so what, you're going to try and attack her?
No. Oh. I challenge her to fisticuff.
Oh, like
and put money on it.
Like the person in Skyrim, I can't remember the name of. What's that?
That's
woman?
Good.
That's good, yeah.
Okay, I put 50 down, she puts 50 down, and we're gonna pull.
Okay. Well, because this is a deal, you both have a limited HP, because we don't want you to kill each other. So you're gonna have a 10 HP each.
Well, this is a new element of our D&D.
Okay, it's gonna be...
Never done before. Long.
Dwarf woman. Okay. So she goes to attack and rolls a.
What are the attack?
Four.
What are the rolls?
She rolls a 4, which means it's a fail. She hits you for a D2 damage.
It's
wait,
a D2.
No, it's a D4, sorry.
Wait, but she failed.
No, it's under. For 1
oh,
damage.
Shit. No, what? Under is a fail, Sean.
Under isn't a fail.
Yeah, it
defense.
Is. That's why we have blue. That's why blue scores.
I thought defense was the other way around.
Good point. No. It's exactly the same.
Oh.
Wait, what?
But wait.
Sean. Did she fail her attack?
But if she rolls a.
What? Oh, she doesn't have stats, does she?
Yeah, but if she rolls... But that means her attacks would hit easily.
What's her attack score?
She doesn't have one, alright. That's why wait. Defense is under. I haven't made separate statistics.
Why have I put my
I don't know why
5
you have.
Then?
I don't know. Either
defense
way, she
is...
hits you for 1 damage. Okay, you go to attack her.
Defense is...
three. You miss.
Oh, my attack is three.
Oh, wait, no, hang on, that was set as a d4. 19, you hit. Doing... 3 damage. She goes to hit you. That's a lot. She misses. You go to attack her. 20. That's just full 4 damage. She goes to attack. She misses. You go to attack. 1. Oh. You damage yourself somehow.
Oh god.
She goes to attack. She hits, doing 3 damage.
Uh oh.
Oh no.
You hit with 15. That's a hit, right?
Yeah.
Doing 1 damage.
Oh no. She's got me.
She goes.
She just lose to a dwarf woman.
5. It's equal or under, so she hits, doing 3 damage.
Oh, I'm dead.
You lost. Damn, that was close.
I don't get what you were scoring it on, but alright.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what were you scoring it on?
What do you mean?
Like, how are you judging what she was doing?
Well, she rolls for your defense roll. If it's under, she hits, and then she does a d4 damage.
Okay.
Just like an NPC attack, I guess. She goes, "That was a fun game, lad. Have a beer on me." She hands you a shot of mead.
I want to kick her in the face.
Wait, that's not how you spell mead.
It's an A after the...
Like, bead. Okay, so, Matthew, it's finally your turn.
Wait, who won?
The dwarf.
I want to fight the dwarf woman.
She only has 2 HP left.
Well, no, it's not. It's like a separate HP system.
Yeah.
In the dueling one, so none of you actually die or anything.
Well, I think she's happy to take on another.
I'm gonna reach the top in like a
minute. Oh, actually, it's been 2 turns, so.
Alright.
Okay, Matthew. She's like, I'll up for any fight. Dwarf.
No, you can't say Matthew. Woman. It must be Bob Rosarino.
This is out of RP statistics, Matthew. Right, she goes to attack. What's her defense? 9. She rolls a 20. That's good. That's fine. She misses.
Yes.
You go to attack. What's your attack? 7? 10. Oh, you miss.
Is that not good?
She rolls 1. She hits herself for full damage. It'd be the luckiest fight ever if she dies by hurting herself. You roll. You miss. She rolls. She hits. Doing 3 damage.
Oh, shit.
You roll and miss just. She rolls 20, she misses. You roll 3, you miss. She rolls 1, she hits herself for 4 damage.
Yes.
You roll hit for 1 damage. She rolls hit for 4 damage.
What?
You roll. Miss.
Oh, you missed, Matthew.
1. She hits herself for 4 damage.
Yes.
She just punched herself in the face.
Yeah.
So what do I get?
Nothing. You never set a bet.
Yeah, you didn't even set. You just fought her.
What?
She's like, ah, fun. What a fun time.
I thought I was going to get something.
No.
This is a fucking waste of my time.
She's like, oh, I can see your collection. Have one of mine. She gives you one snail.
No!
Oh, okay. Oh. She gives you take the you give her the snail back.
I want okay. something new off her.
Oh, that's a shame. Right, okay. Oh, what, I will go again.
I would take the snail then.
Well, no, it's too late now. You gave it back.
You said no.
Okay, I'll let it go.
Bullshit.
I'm gonna drink the shot of mead.
Okay. Does a. I guess it's like a D4 of healing, probably.
Props, maybe.
Oh, wait, why would alcohol heal you? I'm not sure what it would do, actually.
It's charisma in like Fallout, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Minus four.
That's four. Yeah.
Five turns. Okay, ignore that.
Oh, value.
Yeah, it's because it's not just numbers. Okay. So that's another turn done for Finn. Matthew, what are you going to do? Oh, the door just opened. It's the wife. She's back from hunting.
Great, I'll have to wait 6 turns for her to reach a room, won't I?
She goes to sit down and she buys a drink. Matthew, what are you going to do?
Honestly, no, that is not okay. I wanna
chat up the girl who just came in.
I'll piss off, Matthew.
What's your charisma?
This charisma seven.
I mean, it's possible.
I thought
18.
Just jump from a window.
She's like, my husband passed away, and you managed to comfort her. And she buys you a drink.
Yes. What do I get?
A shot of mead. It's the only thing they have there. Okay.
What happened to my turn?
You drank mead. You glug. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Finn, one turn until you get to the top of the stairs, and then you get to take a turn again. Oh, and it's your go.
Ask her to come outside. I need something. I need to talk to her about something.
What, the woman? The wife? Or the door?
Yeah. I ask her to join me outside. Okay. In port. She needs
Don't
to know something.
Her.
She says, oh, I'm sorry, but I'm having a drink with, what
can it's a charisma roll, Sean.
It's a charisma roll. Outside, Owen. She's having a nice drink.
No, I woo her outside. Outside.
You roll a 20.
She's like, yes!
She picks up a drink and throws it in Matthew's face.
No!
This is the worst date ever. She takes the shot of mead from Matthew and downs it. And
she
puts her arm around Owen's shoulder and walks
oh,
outside.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, Finn just reached the top, but it's now Matthew's turn.
I want to go outside to search for that girl.
That sounds a little creepy, but okay. I guess that's a charisma roll, right?
What is?
16. Searching a person. Pickpocketing. Oh no, it's dexterity. You pass, anyway. You find something worth 2. Okay, you find nothing. You successfully pickpocket her, but she has nothing in her pockets.
I didn't want to pickpocket her, though.
That's what you just said.
You're at the top of the apartment. Do you want to ring the doorbell?
Break in. Let's pickpock my way.
Finn, get all the money.
You open the door. There's a woman in the kitchen cooking. She screams.
I talk to her, you know. No,
you're like,
lady.
Hi, how are you? Okay, well, you pass anyway. I'm not even going to bother rolling for charisma. You've got 3. She's like, oh, hey, I found out my husband died, so I've been...
Wait, so
away
who's the woman downstairs?
Who is the woman downstairs?
What?
So, that's your reply. I find out my husband's dead. What? Really? You crazy. Okay, So you have she cooks some steak and wine. You're sitting in her extremely fancy penthouse. And it's all going pretty great. You feel pretty great about yourself. And what are you going to do? You're currently standing with a wife whose husband recently died. Hello?
Alright.
I think Owen's doing something with the woman. Owen isn't making any sound. Matthew, it's your turn. You should go check on Owen. Matthew?
I walk up to Owen.
You walk over to see that Owen. There is no woman. Owen's getting attacked viciously by a mimic. What? She wasn't a wife, she was a mimic. A mimic.
That's not my problem.
She's got 28 HP too. She's a really powerful. It's like a little boss. She sees Matthew, lunges at him.
But so attacking. Matthew's turn. She can't attack during Matthew's turn.
Yeah, but it's his turn was to go look for Owen. Okay, Owen might not be here for a bit.
I can't do it, just two people.
She does two damage. Who knows what will happen next in the next episode of Shin Quest. And that's all for me from the Norbert Cluto podcast. Ooh, it's been a long one. 56 minutes and 42 seconds. See you around.